I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as always, we would like to give a huge shout out to all of our supporters over on Patreon. That is
PATREONBICTH.
In that order. .com. Patreon.com/legends only. Episode 2 of my Real Housewives of Salt Lake City recap is up. Yep. I've been getting feedback on my impressions.
Oh, there's impressions?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I do Brooks Marks and I do Meredith Marks. I have done nothing to Jennifer Shaw. So if you would like to, that was actually not as good as I did it on the recap. But anyway, if you're interested in those legends. Mm-hmm.
You've actually convinced me. I need to watch the show at this point. I need to watch.
You have to.
Are we two episodes deep? Is that the concept of two episodes?
Well, 2 episodes into the second season.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And season 1, every single episode is entertaining.
Okay.
So
I might need to
see,
deep dive. All right.
You have to see Jen Shah's unhinged.
Her rise and fall.
Like it starts off with a burlesque party, okay, which is already iconic. Mm-hmm. And she screams at Meredith and she's like, "You're going to believe Mary who fucked her grandfather?" Like it literally starts out with like, "You're a grandfather fucker."
God, I got to get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm discussing my solo career on Patreon.
Your solo career is really taking off. Your second solo single.
We need to get your solo moment out.
We do. Too. Yeah. It's going to be something more personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have chords that I have for you.
Oh, chords.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a production.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's over on Patreon. Mm-hmm. So since we discussed Legends.
Since we've been gone.
We have not been gone.
We have not for a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot has happened in a week.
A lot has happened, yeah.
We went out immediately. Oh. We went out, Joel Corey style, with some friends very late into the evening. That was
when was that?
That was right after we recorded.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm going to go home early and edit it. Cut to 2 a.m. dancing out. Where else? The Ritz.
Yeah, with my like limp foot.
You did have a limp foot.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I like stood.
Yeah.
I was very like armography.
Well, you had to stand because the floor was so sticky, we couldn't move.
Oh, that is true.
It was literally sticky, stuck on you.
Yeah.
Stacey Orico.
Sticky and sweet.
It was a good time.
I do remember when they played Lil Nas X.
Everyone,
the whole entire
along.
Club went insane.
Yeah, it was such a great moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was happy Lil Nas X release week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I had a very social weekend. Then I went out until 5 in the morning the next night.
Wow.
Partially to blame Mr. John Ali. We went out. That was the most I've done all year.
Stream out.
Well,
And that was last back. Weekend?
That was all last weekend.
Wow.
And now we're just in recovery mode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to get Cornova.
Oh, I certainly did.
Because that between upstairs the was like a sauna, it was. Steam room. And I was like, oh.
And there was that man dancing on the floor.
Yeah. She yep. was feeling herself.
She was feeling herself. It was good for one song, but then the whole night,
yeah,
it was like
she got booted,
knocking in the legs,
yeah,
booting and tooting.
She got kicked out.
She did.
Wow. God, what are we like 20 again?
And then the one that got away, the one who came up on me and grinded on me, and then left just as quickly.
Oh, that's very, right.
It was very abrupt.
Okay, it's all coming back to me.
Yeah, it was a night. It was a night. Anyway. Since we've been gone, a lot has transpired in a variety of ways, including with our one and only true idol, the Kelly legendary Clarkson.
Yeah, collegend.
Collegend, if you're nasty. If you're canceled. Oh.
But Christmas is in.
But Christmas is in. Yes. A lot of updates for the little Clark stands out there. First and foremost, Miss Clarkson is Miss Independent once again.
Is it official?
It's official that her status is now filed as single. I don't know that for some reason, like that's, I don't know how divorces work, but that is happening, but the divorce isn't finalized. But her single status is applicable now. She requested. They both.
But like, where do you put that?
I don't.
Like on your dating profile? Like where do you.
Yeah, your dating profile. And when you like file.
Are you like listed?
Maybe when she's like a somewhere? Credit card application, she can list like single instead of married.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, don't you put single or married?
On what? Your credit card?
On, like, applications. Student loans, maybe she has
some. Like, if you go to the doctor, they say, like, are you married?
Yeah, exactly. So now when she goes for her annual physical, she can check off single. So it's a victory for everyone.
Interesting. Is there, like, a database of all singles?
Probably.
Does the government know?
And they're selling it to third-party advertisers. Yeah, for sure.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Does the government know that we're gay?
We open our mouths and a purse falls out. Yes, they do. They don't.
My phone does.
My phone certainly knows that I'm gay. My For You page, just like.
Yeah.
Don't mean to drag our feminine straight top king, but when Shawn Mendes was like, people would be surprised by my For You page.
It would reveal everything.
Same, though. Same. We love him, though. Anyway. Actually, you know what? His song keeps popping up.
That
like summery bop. It's really a bop.
Bop.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm like low key a Shawn Mendes fan.
It was summer of love.
It's giving Cher.
I kind of like him a lot. He just needs to get rid of the other one.
Right.
And then, like,
I know.
He'll have like a pop king era.
Yeah. I'm not mad at he's just inoffensively bland, which is like, okay. White man with a guitar music.
I would love for life to be. What was the word you just used?
Summer of love?
Inoffensively.
Inoffensive.
Inoffensive?
Yeah. Okay.
Inoffensively bland. That's what I want life to be.
It would be.
I would love an inoffensively bland 12 months.
Your inoffensively bland era incoming. Yeah. Your inoffensively bland era is low-key serving.
Literally. Oh my God, I need to add that to the soundboard.
You do.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Your flop era is low-key serving. What the fuck does that mean?
Popular. We'll have to discuss that. We'll add that into TikTok talk.
I almost turned that into a house beat the other day.
You should.
Yeah, I started.
Clearly, you've gone the distance with that before. You should. But yeah, Miss Independent is back in singlehood. And she's got some things to say in her music and in her Kellyokes, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel some things have been said. She iconically covered Janet Escapade. She's covered Janet before. She did If, I think, like all the way back in the day. A Jan fam, Jan Stan, love to see it. But then she pulled out one of her best deep cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely top five, I think.
Wow.
You Love Me from the Stronger album. So good. I remember her talking about that as like a talking point during the interviews at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like she wrote it and it was about like one of her worst breakups or what have you, or worst situations. I don't know. So it's pretty applicable to be singing that.
Yeah.
This week. She sounded great.
What song would you have her do as a cover?
Of just anybody?
No, like one of her own deep cuts.
Oh, covering herself? Well, obviously Sober. I mean, sober is it for me. Yeah. For her. Like, that's the one. But like a also,
new mix of it.
Yeah. But also, Don't Let Me Stop You.
Bop.
I used to like dance around in my room to it and pretend I was like auditioning for Idol with that. Very embarrassing.
Wow.
I had my Abercrombie on. I was, yeah. That's not even that long ago. When was that?
Yesterday.
Like, wait a minute. No, that was the one, the All I Ever Wanted, that album she made after fighting with Clive Davis.
Also a bop.
Also a bop. Don't let me stop you. Yeah.
I would have her do Second Wind, since she's literally getting a second wind right now.
That's
well,
perfect.
Not a second wind. Like more of like a, she's a legend.
She's an icon. She is the moment and she's back in action. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good pick, actually. Deep yeah. cut. Yeah, but we not only do we have her covering herself, we also have, which is also just called performing.
yeah, performing an old song.
We also have a whole new Christmas album, and it's not what we thought it was going to be at all.
No.
Granted, there are some festive offerings on it, as usual, but there's also some surprise titles, including the lead single, Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You.
She spelled.
A festive middle finger, if you will. She did. She really did. Now, I thought it is a perfect mix of like Wrapped in Red stylistically and mm-hmm. then lyrically, we're going a little My December. Like a yes. little bit like, I hope the ring turns your finger green. Merry Christmas.
Right. Puts a little something special in the cookies yeah, for you.
Yeah. It's like, oh, honey, that's not your eggnog.
Literally.
Basically that.
The flavor. Oh, it's so real.
I like the lyrics are actually like a lot of it are little nods to songs she did already. Like, unfortunately, that man is named after Winter Night.
Or Winter Gordon.
Winter Gordon. Winter Dreams. Yeah.
Her kid?
No, it's called like Winter Dreams, Brandon's song.
Oh, I was like, you'll have to bleep out his name. Winter Dreams. I was like, what?
But she's like managed to weave those lyrics in as like, thought this was going to be our dream, blah, blah, blah. Not so much.
Yeah. And Last Christmas.
She's covering that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, yes.
One of my favorite songs.
She's got a duet coming with Ariane. She's mm-hmm. giving Ariane, which is no surprise.
Santa, tell me.
You know, with the voice comes certain, like, I don't want to say contractual obligation, but you're just like, you work with the people that you work with at the voice, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
You get like Blake and Gwen duets and all that nonsense.
You sing.
That's
yeah, like the concept.
That's like the concept. Like John Legend. I'm actually surprised John Legend's not on it. And yeah.
I don't mind.
No, we don't. We don't need extra men. She's got Chris Stapleton.
I like him, but like, yeah, I don't.
We just generally don't need extra men.
Yeah.
So it's some covers of some Christmas classics, some new ones. There's another one that
I wish she was with Christina.
Well,
get rid of Blake Shelton and put Xtina back on the panel.
Can you imagine yes. all girls panel?
Yes. Bring Christina back.
Bring Christina. And then who was there? Shakira or Gwen, I guess. Natalia. Justice for Natalia Kills. yeah, I would live for that.
Really, I just want a My Kind of Christmas,
too. But you know why they'll never do it? Because there's always that stupid, playful, competitive bullshit, like Blake's an idiot kind of vibe. Like, oh, you know, they need to have, like, somebody as the doofus of the judging booth. And they'll never, like, it wouldn't be a good look to have the women dragging each other.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
worked on certain other panels for, let's say, American Idol, but that just gave Stan Twitter like endless sound bites for the rest of life.
Yeah.
Back to the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Yes. So we do have this album coming. I'm excited for it. I also really liked, I don't know if you read her little like blurb about why it's called that.
No.
Which actually, in my opinion, speaks to something that you've like said before on the pod and just in general about like holidays, which is the phrase when Christmas comes around, like brings to mind a lot of different things.
And Polar Express. That's what the song is in Polar Express, isn't it?
I actually.
When Christmas comes to town or what?
Comes around.
Yeah, but that's the song in Polar Express.
Yes.
I hate that movie.
Well, okay. She said, my purpose for that lyric is that the reality is we are all probably in very different places emotionally when Christmas comes around. Some of us are consumed with new love, some of us loss, some of us optimism, others elated for much deserved time away from the chaos our work lives bring us. Wherever you are, whatever you're experiencing, I wanted everyone to be able to connect to a message.
Wow.
I like that because it's a more realistic Christmas. You know, sometimes we try and jolly out the shit that's going on.
Yeah.
So there'll be some of that, but then you've got this song, you've got one that seems also shady on there. The Ariel one is called Santa, Can't You Hear Me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Which, Santa, can't you hear me?
I'm wondering if we're getting a sample of Britney's song.
Oh.
Santa, can you hear me? Like, I wonder if it's, or if it's a direct cover, except I would think they'd call it the same song.
They could twist it. Because she did cover Imogen's Just For Now, but turned it into a Christmas song.
That is true. I am wondering if Ariana and Kelly covered Britney's song or samples.
That would be
legendary.
Only.
Yeah. Because I think it's one of the underrated concepts is like, I think Britney's My Only Wish is like
bop, classic
up there, because once you get past All I Want for Christmas, it's like, what's the other modern classic? I think that's the one.
Last Christmas by Ashley Tisdale.
Yes, made famous by Ashley Tisdale. But then as far as like new original pop bops about Christmas, I definitely think she's up there.
Yeah. Interesting.
And Underneath the Tree.
Because My Only Wish is about a man.
Yeah.
We know Kelly does not want a man.
Oh.
What if she changed it to something else? What is her only wish? You know?
Totally.
Like, Santa, can you hear me? I have been so good this year. And because all I want is one thing. So tell me that the end of this fucking pandemic is near. Sick of it. There's a song.
There's a concept. I think you've made some points. Also, was she the one who got in trouble with the locals for doing a new version of Baby It's Cold Outside?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is actually very likely. Like, changing, it's not problematic to say, like, I hope a man is there, but it's like, what if she changes
true love.
It?
Love. Like, in the Britney song, it's
It's about love.
True love is here.
So maybe it's about Lotus. I don't know. Just something else. Just
tell me my grinder hookups here. He's all I want.
Mystery.
Bent over underneath my Christmas tree. I am awesome.
I hope that's what it is. Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see about that.
I love an angry Christmas album because I hate the holidays.
Exactly. That's what I said. So when she said that, it was like, miserable. Oh, T. Kyle would actually like this little description here.
Although I do love the Cascade album, bop.
Right. Well,
it's also too early for Christmas music.
I don't know. October is just around the corner.
Yeah, but then it's like spooky, scary skeletons. We need to have a moment.
Trust me, I am all here for spooky, scary skeletons.
Yeah.
Very much a low-key horror freak. So, yeah.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shiver down my tits.
We need to talk about something else that happened that is not directly music related and is about legends. But is it being represented by legends? I don't know about that. We need to talk about it. It caught gamer Twitter by storm. There is a short Italian man, a plumber, that captured everyone's hearts by jumping out of pipes and bopping little plants in the head.
He's a Mia.
Stephanie. Yes. Well, we'll get to that in a second. There's apparently a live action, not live action, there's a Nintendo movie coming featuring the legends, Mario, Peach, Luigi,
Birdo,
Bowser, Toad, Donkey
Daisy,
Kong, Spike.
Who's your favorite?
Who did I always play?
I feel like you'd play Toad.
I did play Toad.
Yeah.
Okay,
I see.
Yeah. Shorties unite. Yeah. And you were Daisy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's like the Britney of
the Britney Christina
Nintendo world. Like, Peach is Madonna.
Oh, you think? I always thought Peach was Britney and Daisy was Christina, but you know what?
Interesting.
That makes sense too.
See, I think Pauline is like Stina. Do you know Pauline?
Yes, I do.
Queen.
Queen.
See, like, Peach is the most known. She's the queen of pop. And right. then
sure, sure.
Daisy is also a queen.
Right.
But she's like not like the main one, but she's right. like my favorite.
Okay.
I and then Pauline is like gay icon, drag queen.
Yeah.
She has like the, what's it called? The hourglass with the red lip.
Mm-hmm.
She's literally Xtina.
That's actually, you've made some points.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or Birdo.
Birdo. I was going to say Birdo. Birdo outsold. Yeah. Anyway, this casting leaves much to be desired. Chris Pratt is Mario. Anya Taylor-Joy is Peach. She looks like a princess to me. I know she's not necessarily, she's actually the it girl of the moment, but she's not necessarily that well known yet either as far as like A-lister, but she is kind of the moment. Charlie Day is Luigi and Jack Black as Bowser. Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong. I mean, it's too many men in general, but also like boring men.
Also, who wants to see this? Like, why not just make it the character?
Why not just make it the character names? Like, it's the people that you know and love, like their voices. So why wouldn't you just go
just
with that?
Animate it.
Yeah. I'm mad at it. I hate it. It's a real loss for Italian plumber representation. It really should have gone to one the hardest working Italian actor in the business, Stephanie Germanotta. But, you know, I guess she was booked.
Yeah, she's busy.
She's busy.
But I'm not interested.
Homophobia. Well, yes. Yeah, so, actually, we've been bringing up her name a few times here, as we always
do. Oh, yeah, we do that a couple times.
Yeah. Well, it's been a very rough week as a fan for this queen, our legend, Britney. Documentary chaos.
Yeah.
In a matter of like 48 hours.
Yes.
We have a CNN special, a Hulu FX sequel to Framing Britney Spears, and a Netflix original Britney versus Spears, which I just have to say right off the bat.
And 60 Minutes.
And 60 Minutes.
And Good Morning America.
Yeah. It's all happening. It's all because of the trial that's about to come up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think they were all
trial
like,
hearing.
Hearing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hearing, rather. I have to say, like, Britney versus Spears is a very good title. When I saw that, I was like,
brilliant.
That's, yes.
That's the Netflix one.
Yes. The one, the FX2 is Controlling Britney Spears, which just aired. And then there's the CNN one, I think it's called Toxic.
Yeah, I think it's a special report something.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot has come out. Obviously, our podcast is pretty lighthearted these days and fun, and it's pretty painful. The allegations and the horrible information coming out from this, it just feels sad and bleak and awful. I don't know. I know that you didn't see one yet.
I am only planning on watching the Netflix one.
Yeah.
I did watch clips of the other one because I knew it was going to be all over.
Yeah,
I
read the article that accompanies it and watched some of the clips.
Yeah, I watched the clips of Felicia.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, that was rough.
We're always kind of guessing who's who in this situation, but I think a lot of the fans like ultimately look to Felicia as like the one true kind-hearted person in her life.
Yeah, like the beacon of
has always
light.
Sort of felt like that. So yeah, to watch her sort of like try to reach out to Britney through documentaries is extremely heartbreaking. I hope if nothing else, Britney sees that. I would love them to like have that relationship again, be mm-hmm. able to have that relationship. But yeah, there was a lot of really, I think the biggest thing from Controlling, that the headline that's coming from it, is this horrifying news of surveillance technology in her home and on her phone, allegedly. We say allegedly. It's shocking. It's horrifying. It's just astonishing. And it really just creates this whole web of just how deep this is actually run.
Uh-huh.
It's really hard. There's even things that were sort of lighthearted in the fandom, like the don't smoke weed at circus tour. You know, it's more like she was worried about testing positive and
right.
not being able to see the kids, which was a floating rumor.
From inhaling the smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just so much more bleak and devastating than we knew. Things continue to come out. All I can do is hope for freedom, justice, and peace for her in her life. Didn't really feel like we need to go like point by point through all the allegations, but it is, the umbrella is widening as far as the players in the game. The inner circle, the everyone who's the movers and shakers in her life, and just how long this has gone on. But more is coming to the light. More people are willing to talk because you kind of like give an inch and then everyone else kind of mm-hmm. is like, and this and this and this. And it's kind of all just unraveling now. A house of cards, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know like what to say about it because we're just receiving this information as it's coming and it's kind of just mind-blowing and awful. On the other side of it, I guess it speaks to the common theme of our podcast, our original podcast, well before we learned so much, which is like resiliency, and I cannot believe she's endured so much. It's kind of like we thought she endured so much then
already,
and now it's like,
like I already thought it was like at boiling point,
yeah,
of what a person could handle, right. And then you see the tip of the iceberg and you start to slowly get glimpses of it.
Yeah, that's exactly like, wait, what it feels what? Like. Yeah, yeah, it's like, you know, I think we've said this a lot, like the if Britney can get through 2007, it's like actually the past 13 years, it seems like that was child's play in compared to what has been happening. And we're still at the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens on during the court date. I don't think it's an accident that all these documentaries are timed for it in all of their hopes to help her build her case. Like, yeah. I feel like this is all sort of momentum for that. So hope
all right. Well, I literally don't know how to spin out of that.
So Wendy Williams kind of spin right out of that one.
Oh.
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
God, I wish somebody save us.
Speaking of Netflix.
Let's look at some pretty things.
New season of British Bake Off just came out.
Edible and British Bake Off?
I'm telling you.
Heaven.
There are so many things going on in life right now that are depressing. Mm-hmm. I can't get into right now, but yeah. Yes, that is why British Bake Off and an edible.
That's the recipe.
Can only take in so much at once
yeah.
in life.
That's what he said.
Anyway,
from Hulu and Netflix to Amazon Prime Video.
It is time for some TikTok talk. Watch TikTok's gonna fucking have a documentary.
Oh, we just skipped over a section.
Did we?
Yes.
No, we didn't. Oh.
I queued it up and everything to Amazon Prime Video.
I thought you were like naming apps. So I was like.
Well, I'll do that for the next segue.
Oh, yes. All of our fun fashion friends. It's time for
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right. Yeah, there's like only one thing that's
there is one thing, but it's only one thing. Actually, two. I have two.
Oh.
Actually, three.
Oh.
It was actually all fashion. Okay.
I have five.
Okay.
No.
Well, first of all, Savage X Fenty fashion show. Did you watch?
I've seen all the snippets across Instagram. That's all you but need. I will yeah. watch the full.
It's a good like pre-gaming. It's like 35 minutes.
Oh.
The music's really hype.
Oh my God, I'll watch it later.
Yeah.
I'm having people over.
Yeah, it's fun to just like have in the background. It's constant dancing and performance.
Okay, perf.
Yeah. Excellently executed as always. This is now becoming an annual tradition. It's so cool to have Rihanna like just have all these influencers as her puppets, essentially, in her outfits. Because everyone wants to be a Savage X Fenty ambassador.
I do.
Really great performances. Daddy Ricky Martin performed.
I fucking love that top.
Normani slayed in a very cool aesthetic moment. Vanessa Hudgens is so into Savage right now. She really came with the sneaker night.
Did they give her sneakers?
They did not.
Savage X Fenty.
She was in
night.
The elevator. The concept of this show was very like elevator.
Oh.
Which I liked. It was good elevator promo. I mean, there were so many great moments, but I think the moment that stole the show was Laomi from
Yep.
If you've watched Legendary, but also like a ballroom legend, just did quick little spin dip, and it was incredible.
Now, is the song that was in these clips conceded? Was that in the actual show, Remy Ma?
Oh yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think. The cool thing about the show is like it was so sample heavy. Like when Ricky was getting ready to perform, they did a mega mix of all his hits that was actually fire. It was so good. It was like Cup of Life. It was like, ooh, don't
she could do a soundtrack.
It was really exciting, actually. Yeah. And there was that. And then, of course, Rihanna. Now, she didn't perform to her own music.
That's fine.
Which she's been given interviews about her own music, which we're just going to let her continue to troll.
Well, she said to The Cut that she doesn't think it's annoying that people ask her about the album because it keeps the fire under her ass.
Right. She has that one interview where she was like, they were like, are you annoyed with how much we ask about the album? She's like, no, no. I want it too. It's like, okay.
It's going to happen.
It will. It will.
I still am like stuck on my theory that she's waiting for
the pandemic to be over. Not over.
Yeah, but like she's going to let the other girls have their little future nostalgia, happier than ever moments.
Yeah.
See if they can actually like continue their tours before she does anything. Because I feel like she's going to want to go big.
Yeah.
She's going to want to go global.
It's true. 777 tour, the re-up.
Yeah.
I know. We'll have to see. But in the meantime, she performed to classic Janet and Busta, What's It Gonna Be? And she gave us choreo, and she gave us a second of pop star Rihanna.
Uh-huh.
And it was fantastic. It was just like, there she is. Like,
I saw the one clip when she like flipped her hair, and it was the really long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just, you know, it was a quick shimmy shake, but it was worth it. It was great. And then, yeah, all the looks were really good. Baby Troy was in there.
Mm-hmm.
So many
Conceited
people.
By Remy Ma is like one of my hype songs.
Oh, yeah. The whole show is hype song. It was very...
If you're in a shit mood,
yeah,
put on Conceited and go for a walk.
Yeah.
Or Vogue from the Sticky and Sweet tour.
Uh-huh.
Like, that will just like take you to...
No, it's true.
Yeah.
The whole show catwalk was very that
anthem.
Well, it's a catwalk, so the concept was that. Mm-hmm. So it did make sense.
Some people were being mean on TikTok.
About what?
They're like, I know this is supposed to be inclusive, but some of these walks are embarrassing. Oh, you walk then. Let's see your walk, bitch.
Yeah. Let's fuck off.
Yeah.
I also think that's really not the point of Savage X Fenty and like Rihanna's whole brand. You don't have to be Cindy Crawford, who also slayed. It's a good mix of it. It's
right, like that's the point, Yolanda.
That is the point, Yolanda. It's really inclusive in the sense that like you don't have to be this one idea of what a model needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're all confident in their own way.
Beauty doesn't mean one thing.
Yeah.
It can be everything.
Totally. So fuck off.
Although I do love Naomi.
Come on. I mean, of course. But she had truly a mix. All of a sudden, Bella Porte showed up, the TikTok girl. Like, it was like.
She did good.
She did good.
I thought she was serving.
Yeah. And of course, shout out to Gottmik and Simone, Drag Race. They served
Simone.
Too. Simone really served.
Fucking served that one.
She could be a high fashion of the whole week, to be honest.
Whole year.
Yeah. Honestly.
Well, we'll have to do an award show again.
And also another person who got many awards during the show is having a high fashion. Miss Dua Lipa opened and closed the Versace fashion show. It was her first runway, and it was her first like big moment like that. The entire show was soundtracked by her music, which was cool. And she walked with Donatella. She did a really good job. She looked good.
Iconic.
Yeah. At Milan Fashion Week. Lourdes also. Lourdes was in Savage X Fenty.
Yeah.
Lola Supremacy, she's also
starting.
She's starting. I don't know what her job is besides, you know, as John Ali said, just being hot, but like that is her current occupation, and I'm here for it. She just shows up, sticks her tongue out, just visually says, I'm better than you, and walks out. That's all she needs to do.
She's correct.
She is correct. Speaking of Lourdes, her mother went out for a premiere of her Madame X tour. In New York, we missed it. My invite must have gotten lost in the mail.
Yeah.
They did a little Q&A inside, and then they did the premiere of the show. Simone also slayed there.
I'm starting to get videos of her in my FYP.
Oh.
Of her singing and like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She had quite a run red carpet interview series. She talked about the biopic, which she hates that word. It should be visual autobiography. Is what that movie will be.
Oh.
And then she would love if Florence Pugh could play her. She said she'd be down for that. She was in Midsommar, Florence.
She wait, she wants the girl who was the lead in Midsommar to play her?
Yeah.
No.
Why no?
Because that movie is horrible.
Well.
And I'm triggered, and I would see her, and I would think of the people jumping off the cliff. Have you seen this?
I've seen enough.
Have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen the movie because I actually don't want to.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It sounds bad and not in like a horror that I like because it's not really horror. Anyway, she wants her in that. And then she also said she spoke to Britney that day, which...
What?
I'm just going to say is a lie. I don't know. She said she called Britney and congratulated her on her pending marriage that day. Just to see what's up. Say, hey, girl. She was redirected. It's either possible and it happens, or she was redirected and spoke to somebody else. Who knows? Certainly who knows after this week of revelations? Who knows who she was talking to? But it's cool that they're chatting on the phone, maybe. And what else did she say? I don't know. She praised Lola and went on in and wore a like fuck you tiara and a trust no bitch necklace. It was a look. I actually really loved the look minus the braids. She looked really good.
Yeah.
Whomst ever is doing the Instagram retouching, choices are being made. I'll just say that. It's future realism, whatever they're doing to her.
I don't hate it.
Well, I just think sometimes it's a bit like much, but so is she.
Right.
So,
I mean, goals. Like, yeah. If I would do that.
It's giving oil obvious. Painting, but kind of iconic.
Because I think when you're like such a figure like that, you can do that. Like you're almost like this fantasy queen of pop.
True.
Larger than life.
Yeah. No, it's true. Like when the picture's loaded into Getty, like hers didn't show up. But I feel like she absolutely like gives them a little gloss over before they're...
Yeah. Stomp the SD card.
Yeah.
Give me that. Breaks a camera.
She just puts her touch on it. And then, But... It's a serve. The show is arriving on October 8th on Paramount Plus.
Not sponsored.
The new streamer for LGBTs. Yeah. we'll have to wait and see and watch that, which I feel has gone on for 84 years. She's been promoting that concert forever.
Do we think we're getting a new album anytime soon?
No.
I want her to go dance again.
Well, don't we all? But knowing her, it'll be like klezmer folk rock. She's just determined to be a contrarian and piss everybody off at this point.
I want her to go spoken word melodic deep house.
I mean, that actually is more likely to happen. She would definitely like recite something. Secret Project Revolution over a dance beat would have slayed.
Yeah.
So maybe you're not so far off.
Anyway. Queen of pop.
Queen of pop. Some things to run through. She uses her phone. She does use this now. It's TikTok, everyone. TikTok talk.
Now it's actually time for
some
TikTok talk.
TikTok talk.
Honestly, most of the episode is TikTok this week.
Yeah.
What a great place to escape to.
Yeah, honestly. The girls are active on the TikTok. They are making choices, participating in trends.
Yep. I have so many to talk about. Like, there's so many.
To kick it off, the Countess Luann de Lesseps.
What the fuck are you doing?
It's so good. Okay. Your recreation of this fucking sent me.
That's a 1 a.m. thought there. That was just like
no one compares.
It's such a dumb trend because I looked and it is already pre-existing and I didn't realize it. You just...
Yeah, it's a Doja Cat one. And then they did it with Selena.
Yeah,
too.
You do the lip and then you turn it sideways and then you have a heart YouTube in back of you. Or in my case, for an arena commercial.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, she really did that.
She did. It was so random. Like, she hadn't posted on TikTok since February of last year.
Yeah.
And then it was like
no one compares.
I was so confused when I opened my For You page. I was like, why is she starting?
She got a little jealous of Miss Jen Shah.
So good.
So good. There's been one trend that has has me in a chokehold. As anyone following me would know, I cannot get enough of it. Miss Saweetie's Let's Go meme is truly coming for my neck.
Let's go.
I don't know, so funny. I don't even know what it is about that specifically, but there, I think it's because there's so many variations of it that it's so fucking funny. It's actually from the Bud Light Seltzer Session New Year's Eve 2021 performance. So it's not even like it just happened.
No, it's been out forever. Someone put it on YouTube, like the green screen of it, so that you can actually just make your own.
She's just walking off to start the song.
Yeah.
But injected into every horror movie, into every scenario, the shrimp at the bottom of the ocean.
That one was really good. The horror movie one was my favorite.
Obviously, yeah.
It was too real.
It's, yeah. Family, like, moves into the haunted home.
The house.
Let's go.
31 people have been killed in this house. Families. Let's go.
Loved it. Obviously, the Jaws one, very near and dear to my heart. Just thank you to everyone who
I'm very honored to be in the presence of so many locals.
That was a ghost.
I literally did not hit that.
Well, she had something to say.
Let's go. Oh my God, is there a local one that you could do?
There. Oh God, now I have to think of one.
Yeah, there'll be something there.
Also, trending right now, for the first time in a long time, I feel, Miss Catherine Hudson is having a moment with Hawaii. Harley's in Hawaii, specifically.
I saw her promoting apple cider vinegar this morning.
Oh.
On Instagram.
Oh, like, she's down bad?
Eat your apple cider vinegar, kids. I'm like, ew.
Oh.
The flavor.
Yeah, there's like a you and I kind of meme happening. So that's... She celebrated 5 billion streams or something of Smile. So...
When did that come out? 2019?
I think last year. No.
Really? Yeah. During Cornova?
Yes. I think so.
Oh, God. I've lost all sense of time.
Yes, I think so.
Teary eyes, the bop.
Teary-eyed, yep. It's, oh, well, one really has you by the neck, in my opinion.
Oh, my God. Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad that loves berries and cream.
That one's really got you.
Berries and cream, berries and cream.
I fear a new set of mixes being made.
Yeah, I already made one.
Yes, you did.
Also, cupcake is still...
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah.
There was one this morning that I saw that was, I feel like I can play it because it was, I just pulled it up.
Oh my God. It's truly, I'll never get enough.
No, never.
I guess that's all my TikToks right now.
Oh, the little Nas X.
I didn't even see that happen.
Yeah, so
there's some
did you see that girl? I think it's like Layel.
Oh, yeah. I thought...
You've got me fucked up. And it like loops over.
Yeah. Something happened here. This girl, if you haven't seen it, the video like famously starts off with like, my life fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I was born in the middle of nowhere, blah, 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 and I have a new song called blah, 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 blah.
And it loops over. And then she did another one. She's like, 10 million people hate me. It's like, who are you?
Yeah.
It seems very like planted, money.
Something.
So he imitated it.
He made his version of it, which
she
really
duetted
good.
It and was like, who is this? And I'm like,
oh, she tried it. She truly
tried it.
Yeah.
But she did it in front of a Spotify billboard that was promoting his album.
Oh.
So then part of me was like, what if she was planted by like Lil Nas X marketing team?
Maybe.
Would be brilliant.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird.
Lizzo also like trolled him by being, there's like a popular like tweet format that's like, I don't know who this is, but I'm like throwing up and crying at their album.
Oh, also speaking of Lizzo, I'm a Bronx bitch with some pop hits. The queen.
Oh,
the little 3D animated queen with her little two background dancers.
Yes.
I am obsessed.
Uh-huh. The Cardi verse.
Sends me.
Yes.
I did not even really like that song.
It's given it new life.
And now I can't get enough of it.
Yeah. I mean, her verse really like makes it, in my opinion. Yeah. She really got it. But just a lot popping off on TikTok right now.
Also, shout out to a playlist on Spotify called Viral Dance.
Give it up for her. Yeah. Isn't she viral?
Not sponsored, but it has all the songs from TikTok on it.
Oh.
And I was just, I found myself in like a euphoric
Laureen euphoria moment. Yes. Yeah, really not. We really don't have any. No one released on this.
I mean, some people did, but like.
Some people did. Yeah, it wasn't a particularly exciting release, New Music Friday. There were bits and bops. There's like remixes. Actually, I keep saying Joel Corey, out. Like, there's a good Bob. VIP remix of it. There's
someone remixed All Night by Ally Brooke.
Was it you?
No. Oh. I wish. I have the stems.
Oh, well, it seems like that's something that you need to do next.
Why there's Polar Express up. Oh, because I was looking it up from before.
There's the Initial Talk remix of Sigrid's Burning Bridges, which I love. There's a really good song from Nina Nesbitt, Life's a Bitch, and from Gracie, The Internet. That's good.
Bitch. Fucking bitch. Bitch. Another TikTok.
Yes. By the end of this year, you will solely speak in TikTok. You mostly do already.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I think there's much to come in October.
I did have two things to shout out.
Uh-huh.
The first one was Two Graves by Anne Berlin.
Oh.
Did you ever listen to Anne Berlin?
No, I know of, but I didn't partake. I know.
Anyone out there listening, did you listen to Anne Berlin? So I had like a pop punk, I listened to a lot of men back in the day.
Yeah.
Moment.
Yeah.
Was obsessed with Anne Berlin.
Were they hot?
Oh, yeah, they're hot.
Well, there you go.
But I was like obsessed with it. It was like emo, pop punk. Yeah. They just came out with their first song in like a decade.
Oh, okay.
Took me back.
Oh.
And then also Clean Bandit remixed How Will I Know?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh. I feel like I've just like lost all my taste.
Well, there are tests for that.
Yeah.
Rapid tests for that.
No, I got rapid tested yesterday.
Oh.
I don't have Cornova.
Why did you get rapid tested?
Because of the freaking Ritz.
Oh, you went to go get tested from it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You didn't?
No.
Wow, you're so irresponsible.
I don't think I have to get rapid tested every... Well...
Oh, my God. I literally get tested after everything I do.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was almost going to Jersey, so...
Yeah.
I was like, I have to
get tested. Makes more sense.
You know why.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Why are we talking about this?
Because you lost your taste.
No, I mean taste in music.
Oh.
Not my...
Got it.
I wish I would lose my actual taste.
Why?
Because I don't need to lose 10 pounds.
Oh, God. No, that's my nightmare. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no.
Anyway... Spooky season's around the corner.
Ooh.
Some would say it's already here. It's pretty
it's
spooky. It's pretty
it's
fucking spooky. So we'll have that to look forward to. We have a live chat coming on Monday. Coming soon.
Yeah.
Maybe. We have Halloween coming. We have some albums coming. Lady Gaga's jazz album is coming, of course. I know you've got that pre-ordered.
That's right.
Yep.
Are there any other big releases set for this?
There are unfortunate ones. Like
Rufus Du Sol.
Well, yes. But there's also like Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Coldplay's coming.
Oh, that's true. That's like it.
Yeah, it's over. No. I actually think it's because we've seen the girls kind of give you 2 weeks heads up these days, so...
Oh, right.
It's so anyone's game. Yeah, it's anyone's.
Yeah.
I mean, Drake announced, I think, just a week before, and that obviously blew up. So we're kind of just on our toes. I did hear rumblings on the Adele side that she's filming a video.
Oh, was she spotted?
She was spotted.
Oh.
Or at least the guy goofed on Paramount Studios parking lot or whatever they built. Like, it was like a African landscape or something. Yeah, there was some... He casually, like, somebody was like, oh, what you got working on there? Like, some local replied, and it was on Facebook, and he was like, oh, it's Adele's new video.
Oh, no.
So I don't think he'll be working with her in the future. But
yeah. NDA.
You know, as much as we NDA all of this, like, I feel like we still heard the tiniest whispers of, like, the Lion King thing with Beyonce. And, like, you always, like, sort of hear, like, she was seen filming something. They just do a really good job of not spoiling what it was, usually.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't get any actual, like, visuals or really from it, but... So Adele may very well may be coming at any moment.
Hello.
Hello again.
Again. Casey's doing SNL.
Casey's doing SNL. Halsey's doing SNL. Kim Kardashian's hosting it.
Dux Moy was actually right about that.
Sometime the duck snaps. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
I saw Heather Dubrow and Gina from Housewives of OC the other day. I was like, oh my God, should I snap a pic and send it to Dux Moy?
Oh, at Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Heather Dubrow standing drunk outside the pizza place. Miss Fancy Pants.
You should have exposed. Yeah.
Iconic. She literally like took a private jet. I saw on her Instagram story, private jetted to New York
to go get pizza,
to go out for the weekend.
Honestly, goals.
Yeah. Is it though?
Well, I'm already here, but yeah, yeah, well, the, you know, that's kind of the thing. We think there's nothing coming and then all of a sudden it's overwhelming. So we're just going to pace ourselves.
See the four-part Beverly Hills reunion's coming.
Thanks to Erica Jane, if you ask her on Twitter.
Oh, Tom's car flipped over. Have you seen that?
Yes,
and
I posted that TikTok.
It flipped over five times, and then it just went over here, and then she was like,
confronted
okay,
the burglar, and then he had eye surgery, and then...
Yeah. There needs to be, like...
Kyle's like, wait, what?
And then she didn't stream Sacrifice by Bebe Rexha, and I was like, slay, and then she was
just
like, bop,
there are a lot
bop.
Of right now.
Let's go. Oh,
oh, so many people, so much litigation.
Oh my God, Jen Shah is going to jail too. Oh, allegedly, God. Possibly.
Allegedly.
Wow, so many fun things to look forward to.
So much fun. Well, we hope everybody at home is feeling happy, healthy, and safe and sane, which is not easy to do. Not everyone has that.
No.
But hold on tight, TITE, Brittany Jean, and keep up with everybody on the Discord. And until next time,
we will
see you
soon.
Let's go.
Let's go. Bum, bada, bum, bum.
And then the car flipped five times.
That scene was honestly deranged.
It's incredible.
But it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just really overwhelmed. It's like, honestly,
same.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.